Nebraska Extension Almanac.
The University of Nebraska is an R1 research university, and half of its research expenditures are for projects related to agriculture and natural resources. Of course, agriculture drives everything in Nebraska's economy, and that focus on ag research has a big impact. On today's Almanac, Derek McLean, Dean of UNL's Agricultural Research Division and Director of the Nebraska State Experiment Station, talks about some of the exciting research projects now being studied and some of the recent international and local conferences that have been hosted at UNL.
When I think about what we're doing, I think about what we've hosted and what we've been doing this last over the summer and into the fall. We hosted the International Plant Lipid Symposium and then also the International Camelina Conference, and both of those are linked to the bioeconomy as far as the ability to make sustainable aviation fuel. We also, just last week, hosted the International Plant Phenotyping Symposium, and that's also about how understanding how plants respond to the environment and basically biotic and abiotic or weather stressors in addition to pests. More locally, we hosted the Sustainable Ranching Tour at our Barter Brothers Research Facility up in the Sandhills. And this week, we have our Beef Innovation Hub meeting. It's gathering of a lot of our stakeholders. So we're just, you know, hotspot. Everyone is recognizing, and the world is coming to Nebraska because we are a hotspot in ag and natural resources research.
Derek explains how UNL's research work contributes to the bioeconomy of the state.
The bioeconomy is just really now, you know, a hot topic, and we're all looking at ways in which we can help contribute to a growing economy in the state of Nebraska, and research is key. We really want to develop these new avenues and these new opportunities for Nebraskans, and some of those different ways is what I referred to as far as, you know, new uses for plants, biomanufacturing, bioresources. How can we contribute in different ways? So our scientists are thinking innovatively, they're thinking ahead, they're thinking into the future about what we can do. In addition, we're doing interdisciplinary and multidisciplinary research where we're bringing plant scientists together with engineers, with computer scientists to have a better understanding of how all these things fit together, because that's really an accelerant for the opportunity to do research and make new discoveries for these challenges that we have.
The university offers several opportunities for research in a wide variety of areas that are critical to moving agriculture forward. Derek explains these opportunities that focus on innovation and revenue growth.
The sky is the limit. And when, you know, we talk about sustainable aviation fuel, that's an opportunity for some of our plant-based resources and using the feedstocks. You know, we're a leader in growth and plant in the plant economy, so there's an opportunity. Likewise, we also have an amazing beef industry. That's also an opportunity to grow. But when I think about, you know, what's innovative, what are areas to grow, what we really need to do is have a solid foundation for what we're doing right now. And we're developing, for example, using AI to develop digital twins to be able to understand, for example, what our water resources are like, how this shift in the bioeconomy, you know, agriculture built Nebraska. We want to keep it growing, and sometimes to keep it growing, we have to embrace opportunities and embrace change. So that's where we're thinking and how we're thinking and looking into the future.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.